This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, oh.
Wait, what just happened?
Make it last, you know?
Well, Alice at 97.3, so Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's a beautiful day, and it's
3 minutes of that wasn't enough. You needed more, huh? Okay.
Well, you know, when you're jamming so hard, just want to make sure that you can keep it going. Keep that energy up.
We're going to take away half your buttons. You know what you need? Less buttons.
Yep, that's what he needs.
I don't know, man. I need more buttons. You know,
I feel like if you had five buttons total,
yeah, you don't need. You know, this show, we are operating very well.
We are.
We're doing fine.
Uh-huh.
Fewer buttons for Bryn. Boom.
Yeah. Fewer buttons for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's a button you can push. 800-400-3697. But don't text us. Call us. And by us, I mean Nicole. Nicole's the one there answering the phones. You could win a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom and be put in the running to be the lucky winner of the 2021 season passes. Friday's the last day for this. Call now. Be calling 97. You could win this 4-pack. Who doesn't want to go somewhere? It's somewhere. It's Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, which is better than just anywhere. I mean, mm-hmm. Come on. I love that place. Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Call now. 800-400-3697. The end.
I'll get the phones.
Thanks. Off you go.
800-400-3697 is also the number that you will text in order to have your opinion heard. And so here is some of the stuff you guys said throughout the morning as we did our show. Vinny, look up croc nuts, LOL. I don't get it.
Croc nuts? Let me look.
I don't know anything
right
about
up.
That.
Croc.
No. 707 says, shame on you, Sarah. Mother's Day is not a made-up holiday. It was created by Franklin Roosevelt to honor mothers who gave the ultimate sacrifice of their sons and husbands during World War II.
Yeah, but now no one knows that, so it's just a made-up holiday. Hey, so it's like truck nuts, but you hang them on the back of your Crocs.
They dangle off the back of your shoes?
Yep, off the strap, you know. See, there they are. Croc nuts.
So that alone should tell you how tacky these shoes are.
You mean they're awesome.
So tacky.
I think you mean they're awesome.
So you're going to get
Ooh,
some
croc
nuts? Here's
golden ones. Golden croc nuts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, maybe I'll get some because I don't usually put the straps around the back of my feet. I always put the straps up over the foot covering part. You know, in the front, like the clog part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they could dangle on the front like little pendants.
Oh.
That'd be fun.
And you can see them when you look down.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Hi, I was actually stepping into my Crocs when you read that report. Thanks, Vinny.
Mm.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yep. Crocs, they're awesome.
My mom always went horse camping for a whole week with her gal pals for Mother's Day. They were away from their kids and with their fur babies, horses, instead.
Horses. That's adorable. Beautiful.
408 says, I just ordered new Crocs. Yeah, well,
lucky.
A lot of people have because they're up. Their sales are way up. 916 says, Sarah, see if Berkeley and John can come up with reusable Breathe Right strips.
Oh, that's a good idea. That, you know, they're at $11 a pack. How many in the 11 pack? How many in the $11 pack, Bryn? Were like 30 or 10?
I think it was 30. Let me see.
Oh, so like a month worth. But if you had like, if you could just buy one and keep on using it. But
yeah, that'd be best.
It's all about the adhesive, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's your, plus your skin is, you know, there's oils and dirt and
right.
whatever.
That's,
it's
yeah.
just, I mean, don't
it
think
just
it's
kills
possible.
The adhesive, right?
Yeah, 30 count for 12 mm. bucks.
12 bucks.
415 says, Dusty should see an ear, nose, and throat doc. I've never injured my nose, but have a deviated septum. Had the surgery to remove some excess tissue, and the day after, the heavens parted, and I could hear and smell the angels.
Oh, hear and smell. Wow. Hmm. Imagine that.
Yeah, I don't know. She did see someone, though, after that. The doc recommended someone to her, and she did it via computer.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's not quite the checkup you'd want when you're trying to open your mouth for the in front of the camera for them to look at.
Yeah.
But it ended with, you know, the doc, I think, giving, well, that's where the Breathe Right suggestions came from.
I see. He went, pulled that apart and see. It is actually kind of remarkable.
Yeah, the push on, pull apart, right up, right next to your nose. You push in on that and pull apart a little bit and it opens your breathing way. I don't know. It's funny,
but
it's
works.
Not funny for the person who's laying next to that person wide awake listening to that sound. That's not funny.
Nope.
I was just laughing at the pull apart part. I was thinking.
Bend over, pull apart.
But there's no bend over in it, Bryn.
Well, you know.
Although, as you know, I'm a big fan.
Yes.
Of that particular.
Ding, ding, correct.
I snored too, but mine is due to sleep apnea. Breathe Right strips don't work for me. Oh. Well, you know, then go get the surgery. I don't know what to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, do whatever you got to do. Get the CPAP machine.
Yeah.
Hook yourself up to the monster.
Right.
Some people do need that, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Look, sleep is really important. And just because you're keeping someone up next to you doesn't mean you're getting a good night's sleep. Just because you're snoring hard. You know, they say snorers aren't getting good sleep.
Tell no, me, she's not for sure, and yeah. I'm not for sure, and that's, you know, and there's, even now, she's still like, I never said I didn't snore, I just said that I don't think it's as, and I'm like, dude, I'm up in the middle of the night with that.
I just think you complain about everything.
If you could just handle it, that'd be great.
Tommy Igo texted me after we had that convo. He says, I've toured with some guys who snored so loud people in the next room couldn't sleep. It was so loud. It went through the walls. It felt like the world was going to come to an end, and I've never heard anything so violent and loud in all my life. They were always exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, too, you know how stuff happens in the middle of the night, and it's just a different world almost. And then you get up, and you're like, did that even happen?
Right.
It right. seemed super dramatic last night, like the end of the world.
Yep.
And now I feel like maybe, what's...
Was it that bad, or was I just...
I'm not sure.
Was it just amplified by the darkness?
Right. That's funny. I discovered those strips too, not for snoring, but for breathing while sleeping. Yeah, whatever the reason. I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, for breathing while sleeping. Sure.
Yeah.
Pull apart.
And you put Vinny, your fingers right above your nasolabial folds and pull apart. That's...
Vinny, YouTuber John Paul is scheduled to take on Floyd Mayweather June 6th, 2021. Is that true?
Oh. I saw rumors of that. I'm not sure if that was confirmed, though. Let's see.
Is he a big guy?
Bigger than Floyd.
Oh,
sure.
Really? I don't know all these YouTube people.
It's weird, though, that Floyd, I think he's willing to do this because he knows he can get paid, and it also won't affect his record.
Oh,
of being undefeated.
Because it's
like
not
he can't,
pro.
It's not sanctioned. Right. So it's just a, what would they call that? I forget
exhibition
the term they use.
Fight.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Hey, why though at all? If I was Floyd, I would just run down the bank and check my balance. Doesn't
yeah.
he keep it all in, was he the guy that keeps it all in one
he's
account?
He's the guy, yeah. But
yeah, so, he's the guy, but you know.
He's trying to prove a point. He's trying to say, I
could kill any YouTuber.
Well, anybody in, you know.
I
think they were trying to get him to fight 50 Cent.
I think it's not about a point myself. I think it's about a really easy payday. Really easy. Like, he doesn't even have to train. He'll just use his skills, long acquired skills.
Right.
Do some running, do a little cardio, and then go in there and cash up how many millions?
Well, you want to win, especially if you're undefeated.
Well, sure.
He doesn't.
But even when they lose, they win. There's a guaranteed loser payout.
I don't think he wants to take
that. He's a defense expert. He's not going to lose.
He is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He sure is. So, yeah, they're right. Logan Paul It was canceled, and then now it's back on.
Oh, it's Logan Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have been using Breathe Right strips for years. Cannot sleep without them. Another person says, they're great when I used to run. I used them all the time. The iPhone update did not work for me with the mask or the gator. So there's that. No. Oh, well, Apple is saying the new update should allow your phone to open with your mask on.
Is it doing another scan, an additional scan, so it can tell?
I don't know what the process is. I just, they're saying they can do it, and I haven't noticed. I haven't used it yet under those circumstances. Oh, Vinny, definitely ranch. Mmm, onion rings. No, not
Thank
ranch.
You. Thank you, Texter.
Ranch. It's ranch.
Absolutely. No other way. Well, maybe another way, but not nearly as good.
If available, ranch. Yum. Okay, whatever. I do know that people are very into ranch. I'm aware.
The ranch people do. They can't seem to get enough ranch.
Whoa, Vinny seemed so flirty with V Hale on the crossover chat. I just realized they have the same initials, VH.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of VHs out there in the world, but we've got two of them back to back.
Uh-huh.
And today we're going to play trivia.
I didn't think I was being flirty, but she's someone who our first meeting, when I said hello, welcome to Alice, she's like, who's the creeper hitting on me? And I'm like, what in the? So we got another conceited midday girl. Great.
Yeah.
Everybody wants V. Hale. Sure.
Get her in to weigh on that.
Jesus
on that right
Christ,
now.
Vanessa.
Oh, is she already in the...
No, let me see if
she
I
already
can.
Here? She's the way you say her name, Vinny, it's like she's in trouble or something.
Vanessa.
Yeah.
Vanessa.
Well, geez, I was like, okay, so you can't be friendly without being a creeper. Okay, got it. God. A lot of people writing in to say ketchup, hello. But there's also people saying ketchup's for kids.
I do like ketchup, but not with onion rings.
I like cocktail sauce with onion rings. It's really good.
I think that's weird.
Why? That's all right.
It's just ketchup with horseradish and Tabasco and lemon.
You're all doing it wrong.
Delicious.
It's all about the ranch.
Forget ranch. Jesus, ranch is awful.
You know, it's like I don't think anything has fired off the texting machine today quite like the ranch and ketchup debate. It's there's pages of them.
Who's winning though?
I would say ranch is, to be honest with you.
Bing, bada, bing, bing,
that's
bing,
what I thought.
Bing, bing.
Someone wrote mustard, but oh please,
no. Mustard would be fine. I'd take that over ranch.
Mustard on a hot dog, the end.
I know. I love mustard though. On a turkey sandwich, so good. Ham sandwich.
I like Dijon mustard on my sandwiches.
Yeah, Dijon is good.
Yeah, because I'm fancy.
Oh,
yeah,
that was fun listening to Vinny losing his mind over the game. Thanks
like
for the laughs, Radio Fam. You're the best.
Yeah. It's highly debatable. I'm sure there are plenty of people yelling about it.
I think I have VL ready. Oh. Do you want to ask any questions about
it? Yeah, let's find out if she's,
All right. If Vinny she's was a creeper. If Vinny was actually being a creeper. Yeah.
I wasn't creeping her. I said hello. My God, V. Hale.
Hey, are you there?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, maybe. There you are.
Good morning.
So Vinny was creeping on you when you guys first met? That's weird.
Oh, I thought, isn't this where muffins stemmed from?
I don't see her. Do you
see
her?
She's not on the Zoom right now.
She's not on the Zoom yet.
Oh, jeez. Uh-huh. Yeah, wrote V. Hale when she was announced as the new midday girl, and I said, hey, welcome to the station. It's very nice to meet you. And she writes me back and goes, oh my God, I totally went, who's this creeper hitting me up? And I'm like,
okay,
what the hell? Oh, sorry, what the
what
hell?
The hail?
Worst
what
the hail teller in all of the land. That is not how that went at
he,
all.
I agree. I'm going to go on record right now saying, I agree. He's the worst storyteller of all time.
Oh,
they take weird turns, weird twists. Like, that's not how I remember it.
What are you guys, in cahoots with my wife? This is unbelievable.
Yeah, leave Vinny alone, guys.
Are we in cahoots or are we all just telling the truth and you're omitting, you know.
Space shot.
Like, the middle of the story. You took, like, the beginning
and the end. Let's take all the facts out.
Yeah, exactly.
put some other stuff in there.
Sarah Clark, how dare you?
Sprinkle
You're supposed to
I
have
wish
my back.
To happen because it makes
hard
me sound
for me
better
when she's so right.
Listen, you know, it's a gift. It hurts.
Vanessa, how are you at trivia? Because Vinny is really good. In fact, we used to call him El Campeón del Pueblo.
That's right. Champion of the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, so for a long time, you know, a long time ago, this little girl named Gretchen, she was our midday girl.
She was also a conceited midday girl, but, you know.
it's a trend. So
one can only hope.
So we used to play some trivia with her, and we were talking with, like, some listeners and said, you know, we really miss the trivia. You should play it with V. Hale. And we were like, we should do that. Would you be willing to try around today?
Listen, it never hurts to try, right?
Right. Do you feel like you would crush El Campeón del Pueblo?
Or I can't. Talk as he game, scratches his game. Armpit, it feels easy right now. Yeah. He doesn't look that scary. You know what? I don't know. It depends on the trivia.
Now you can see me, but you couldn't before.
If you knew how to work Zoom, you knew I've been
here
for the past 5 minutes.
She's been here for a while,
Vin. Okay?
Just
oh
swipe
my
it on
God,
over.
Swipe the it hell. Over. What is wrong?
Figure it out.
Burn. That was pretty good.
So,
yeah.
I'm so mad at you right now.
I pose the question again. How do you think you'd fare against El Campeón del Pueblo?
I got to be honest. I don't know if I've ever really done trivia.
I
like,
want
I've
some
gone
smack
to
talk.
The nights and
smack
stuff.
Talk.
Oh, man. I'm afraid.
Yeah, that'll win all day.
Throw down, girl. Mm-hmm. Here's how it works. I will just read the 6 questions that are on a random actual Trivial Pursuit card, and you guys yell out your answers. And if the first answer out is not the right answer, the other person has a chance to steal.
Okay.
So you feel like you got a chance or what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
He's pretty good.
Saying there's a chance.
He's pretty good.
Telling me there's a chance. All right. Are there any more texts you want to get to, or have you had enough for this break, Ben?
I feel like I'm good. Thanks so much, everyone.
We'll take a quick break, and then the battle of the trivia guys will happen. We got to come up with a better name.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's a big day, you guys. Big day. You know, it's hump day. V. Hale is here with us because she's about to take over and hand over the reins. And we're going to do, we're going to have an epic trivia battle. What should we call it?
For those of you who need an introduction, V. Hale was grown on a sassy, conceited midday girl farm somewhere in the Midwest where they make these things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
they
she
fertilized
was
her. Organic.
What's that?
She's organic. She's
Yeah.
They fertilize her. They kept her, they bonsai'd her a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It was a whiskey distillery, actually, but, you know.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay, there you go. So
she was in the drainage ditch at a whiskey distillery. They pulled her out, shook her off, and gave her a midday shift.
Right.
Here I am.
The story old as time. These midday girls. Where do we get them? Oh, yeah, the distillery. All right, so here's how it works.
I'm ready.
I'm going to read. I have a whole Trivial Pursuit card here.
Okay.
One. And this is the Millennium version. So it's like all pre-2000. Is that going to be okay?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, now listen. I don't know how you plan to do this. So are you going to just read the question and then one of us has to chime in? Or is it question goes to V, and if she doesn't get it, I have a chance to get it.
Listen very well, yeah, dude. She already said this.
Oh, I didn't hear it. No. First.
So Bryn and I went back and we listened to old Gretchen battles, and it was. I read the question, and you can jump in. As you know, you don't have to let me read the whole question.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're kind. Wow. But sometimes you're screwing yourself if you do that. You know.
So if you get it wrong, you have to wait for the other person to
you're
steal.
You're out. Wait. Okay.
And
okay.
If they get it wrong, then you can then try to steal it back.
Okay. Got it. All right. And we're doing 3 or 5.
There's 6 questions total on each card.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Are there ties in this game? Probably.
Let's just go 5, Sarah. That we can get 3 out of 5. You know what I'm saying?
So I can like skip over one if I'm like, that's.
You can choose a crappy one to throw away. Just do 5. Come on. I don't want to tie here.
I want to tie.
All right, whatever.
What? Plus, it could be. So I mean, if they both get one wrong, it could still be a tie, Bryn. Anyways, I just want to read the whole question because otherwise, then I feel like I'm like, oh, Vinny will know that. I'm going to skip
My brain power is fading while you people discuss this stuff.
Just read it, Sarah.
And my heart is racing.
It should be. El Campeón is, he's a difficult person. Okay. I mean, to beat. So here we go.
Okay.
Question 1. Remember, yell out an answer. If you get it wrong, the other person has a chance to steal. What office complex severely interfered with TV reception in Lower Manhattan when it opened in 1970? what office complex severely interfered with TV reception?
The Empire State Building.
No. Okay, so V, what do you think?
NBC Studios. I'm just picking one.
The World Trade Center. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I knew it. As soon as I said it, I went, how did I not get that right? I'm so dumb.
What
PBS? Well, said it.
What PBS?
Oh, V.
Blowing kisses does it. I mean,
oh,
still hurt.
Man.
It still hurt.
I know, it stings.
Okay, question two. What PBS quiz show do 8 out of 10 teachers believe to be useful in teaching geography? Remember, this is pre the year 2000, guys. What PBS,
okay, can you repeat it?
PBS quiz show do 8 out of 10 teachers believe to be useful in teaching geography?
I got nothing.
It's PBS.
I was watching
show,
MTV.
Okay. It's Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, stop. All right. I never watched
so
that.
So we're 0-0. So far, you guys are, I mean.
Killing it.
Yeah.
That was PBS? That was
Don't
not.
Ask me, man.
That's a lie.
I might have to get a better. I might have to get a better.
New
I'll, have to, I'll have to go to Toys R Us. Do they have those anymore?
Didn't we update the set already?
They're coming back.
I think we need to order a new game. Mm-hmm.
What country suffered earthquakes that killed 830,000 people in 1556? And
Haiti. Oh.
No. Now you're going to have to let Vinny answer first.
I know. I heard the year.
Good job, V. Good try, though. Good try.
What country suffered? Here you go, Vinny. This one's all you. What
Sorry,
country
I'm
suffered-
too busy laughing at V. Hale.
Pointing.
El Campeón is he's a cruel contender.
Did you see that sign she made me?
Yeah, the gang sign, I saw it. What country suffered earthquakes that killed 830,000 people in 1556 and 750,000 in 1976?
Please read that one more time.
What country suffered earthquakes that killed 830,000 people in 1556 and 750,000 in 1776?
The United States.
China. China.
Is oh.
The We're still, yes. We remain 0-0. This is a real battle.
I never heard that news out of China, did you?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. Good luck, guys. Good luck with this one.
Okay.
Well, I said Haiti, so.
What? Well, they have had earthquakes. Mm-hmm. What salt-tolerant trees once grew on 60% of the world's tropical coastlines? What salt-tolerant trees once grew on 60% of the
palms?
Nope.
Sarah, don't look at her.
Aloe vera plants.
Aloe vera is incorrect. and I'm not giving, I can't give hints through Zoom, Vin. I can't like wink or, you know, you're right there. You're looking right at me. Right. Mangroves is the answer. Mangroves are salt tolerant. Yeah, my mom was definitely yelling the answer to that out. She's all about, she'll tell you all the
Florida.
Facts about mangroves. She's right, like, well, sure. Mangroves. And then they have the one yellow leaf and that's where all the salt goes.
I mean, duh. How do they not know that?
Okay, guys, we have 2 left and 0 points on the board. This is going splendidly.
Mm-hmm. This is
whose cameo appearance with the AHL's Syracuse Crunch made him the only puckster to skate actively in 6 decades. Good luck. Whose cameo appearance with the AHL's
Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe is correct.
Oh,
and Vinny is on
boy.
The board. Did you Google that?
No.
That's the other thing. I can't tell. They're Googling. And finally, you can tie it, but this is not looking good for you, V. Hale.
That's college hockey?
AHL? No, American Hockey League, right? I think it's a minor, it's a lesser league than the NHL. Not Don't fair. Ask me. These are pre-2000.
Why? Let's get a new game, man.
No, I like this game. It's good. People are yelling out the edges in their car. I'm sure of it. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're like, oh, God, this. What? And this is the final question.
I can't wait to celebrate. I'm going to throw my goddamn coffee table right out the front door.
Vinny,
I'm
going
to go crazy.
Do it.
Throw it out the window.
What company boasted the motto, listen to, but not heard?
Say it again.
What company boasted the motto, listened to, but not heard?
Do you know it, Sarah?
I think I could have guessed it, but it's hard to tell because I'm looking at the answer. You know, it's really hard to know.
Right.
Well, the only thing I can think of is Eggos, but I'm pretty sure that's not their motto.
Huh. Eggos, what? Huh?
I don't know. I don't have any idea what that's for. I'm just trying to. What? What do you know?
Okay, I'm just going to throw, I don't know, Bose speakers.
I'm sorry. It's Muzak. Muzak is the answer. And the winner today of our first round in this epic battle, epic trivia battle. Oh, we called it the Battle Royale. It was called the Epic Battle Royale.
That's right.
That's it. We're bringing back the Epic Battle Royale. B, I'm sorry. You're the loser.
It's fine. He got one, so I'm not that impressed.
There it is. All right. On that note, we send you off into your day with V. Hale. She can't answer questions, but she can play music.
That's tough, man. I didn't know any of those questions either.
I can talk crap all day, but
yeah, I'll look and see if I can find a different. I'll order one off Amazon or something.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be just.
My blood pressure is high. I gotta go zen out for a second.
The two of them, you know, when we used to play this, they'd actually be like sweating during it. It was crazy.
Yeah. No, like I need to take off my hoodie and like go have a minute, you know?
Yeah.
That sounded.
Do it. Go have a minute.
Sounded dirty. That's not what I meant.
No, you're dirty. All right. Have a minute, everybody. We'll see you back here on Thursday. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.